Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Parker, and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Parker, who plays Aerital.
Yellow.
Parker, who plays Amon.
Hi.
Parker, who plays Phileas Senek.
Hello.
Parker, who plays Cedric Crow.
Oh, hey there.
Parker, who plays Belrin.
Hi.
And helping us out today is going to be Parker, who's playing Harris Frostfist.
Hello, everyone.
All right, guys. So last time,
where did you get those headphones?
Wait, you mean me?
No, I mean Parker. Yes, I mean you, Parker.
Oh, I got them at Parker's store last weekend. There was a sale on... Can we get back to the podcast, please? You know, the reason we're all here? I drove 2 hours to...
I don't know what you're talking about. Parker's paying me to be here.
You're paying him? I'm not paying him.
He's totally paying me.
We can get paid for this? Oh my god. Parker, you're gonna have to cut all this out.
Fuck it, just leave it in.
No, honestly, the fans love this stuff. They tell me how much they love our banter all the time.
They just love hearing us pick on Parker.
Seriously, it's cut down my editing time massively. I used to spend hours and hours editing, and now I just say fuck it and leave most of it in. I just cut out all the times we talk about. So last time, you had all just learned about the prophecy of the elder shaman Bath Madarak Ravalabidiolis and her plot to overthrow the Grand Emperor of Morthrakalabadab's 17-Bidabadabadabadabadab tribe on the border of Shordrang Rapidabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabadabad So on your way to the mountains of you, Parker, or Eritol, discovered what appeared to be some sort of compass with gold and blue swirls of fluid inside. It was a transparent glass casing, which seemed to point towards the plane of Valabar, which you know to be the location of the underground city of Jim. So after you found the compass, which, as I said, points toward the plains of him, you took a boat across the river, where Parker, I mean, Amon, used Eldritch Blast to discover the secret passageway under the valley of... And now, you find yourselves underground in the dark and wet caves of... You're not sure if it's night or day. You've been walking for hours with no sign of life or even any evidence that this passage has been used in thousands of years. What do you guys want to do? I'm going to use Mage Hand to grab two rocks and strike them together so I can light a torch. Why wouldn't you just use Fireball or something? Fireball? Why the fuck would he use Fireball? He can just use light. Yeah, don't spellcasters have a light spell or something? Amon doesn't need light because he has dark... Oh, shut up, Parker. No one asked you. I mean, Fireball would work if there were plants on the walls or something that could catch fire. Wait, wouldn't we have lit a torch already? We've been walking for hours.
Can I do a passive perception check?
That's not how passive perception works. Passive perception check. I love that. It's called passive for... Now, hold on. Parker doesn't know the rules as well as you guys do. So let's explain how... Just roll the fucking dice and let's get on with this. Eritol casts Fireball down the hallway. Hold on, I want to... Wait. You're actually casting it? Okay, fine. Roll up. Holy fuck, we're all gonna die. Parker, what are you doing while this is happening?
I'm just looking at that compass with the gold and blue stuff in it.
Wait, didn't Parker... I mean... Eritol have that?
Parker found it, but then gave it to Parker once he knew that Parker didn't need it.
So what do I roll for... Alright, so if you want to make a perception check, you have to roll a d20, then... Wait, actually, Are you... You have to decide what you're looking for.
You tell him... Wait, hold on.
Let me tell... You have to tell me what you want to do, and I'll tell you what to roll in order to do it.
Okay, so a d20 is this one, right?
No, it's... Wait, yeah, that one.
All of those are D20s. The other ones are D12s.
No, those are D10s.
There's no such thing as a D10.
What are you talking about? There's no such thing as a... Have you never used D10s before?
Wait, so I'm rolling D10s?
No, you're rolling a D20. It's what you use for pretty much everything. Okay, you know what? Fuck this. Parker and Parker, can you show Parker how to roll that? I'm dealing with what Parker just did to this cave. Prepare to roll dex checks, everyone.
Oh shit, here we go.
As you're walking along, Eritol decides out of nowhere to shoot a fireball down the passageway you're walking down. The fireball leaves his hands and travels down the middle of the passage, illuminating the wet and mossy walls that drip with this salty water, forming stalactites. But then just as...
Stalagmites.
What?
He meant stalagmites, but he said stalactites.
No, I said stalagmites.
No, you said stalactites.
Okay, but wait, those are the top ones, right? The stalagmites are the ground ones because they start from the bottom.
But he said the water was dripping, so wouldn't it start from the top?
Not if the water drops on the ground and hardens over time. But that wouldn't make a stalactite. That would just make an anthill kind of thing.
You mean stalagmite?
What? Now you just said the wrong one. I don't know what you guys are talking about. No, I learned this in an interview that Colbert did with...
Stalactites and stalagmites are the sediment formations that form on caves, or in caves. They're made of salt and...
Okay, I just Googled it. Stalactites form from the ceiling and point down. Stalagmites are on the ground and point up like a spike.
Right, so I was right. I can't remember what you said. Stalact or stalag?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fuck it. I'm starting over. The fireball travels down the passage and passes by stalactites that hang from the ceiling, and just as...
Is it called a ceiling in a cave?
Oh my god, what now? It's the roof of the cave. Oh, he's getting so pissed. But the roof is on the top, the ceiling is on the inside. Only a house has a ceiling.
You mean like the top part of a room?
Yeah, like if you were inside a hollow tree or something and you looked up, would you call it the ceiling of a tree?
Wouldn't the tree just go all the way up?
Is the whole thing hollow?
What do you mean all the way up?
I don't know, how hollow is a tree?
Most trees aren't hollow.
How do you know that?
What?
Feels like you just pulled that out of your ass. Most trees aren't hollow.
Okay. Jesus, let's focus.
More like focus.
I don't even know what that means. Yeah, I'm good. You know what? Fuck you guys. The fireball explodes and you all get thrown back and take 80 damage.
What?
You can't. Yes, I can. Don't fuck with me. Don't you have to roll? I don't have to do shit. I'm the dungeon master, bitch.
Okay, how did that even happen?
He shot it and just past the edge of the darkness was a wall, like 3 feet away from you guys.
Wouldn't I have seen that?
Nah, it was just magical darkness or some shit.
If it was magical, why didn't the fireball...
Shut up! Subtract the damage, we're moving on.
Jeez, someone...
Shut up! You all dust yourselves off and continue walking down the path.
But isn't there a wall there?
Yeah, but it might go left or right, or down.
Yeah, it could go up.
Could go anyway.
But why wouldn't we want to go up? Why would we want to go up?
I don't know, where are we? Is anyone keeping track of this?
I don't know, he said a bunch of names at the start.
Names of what? Jesus, Parker wasn't even listening. Well, it's not like Parker reminds us when he's saying important shit.
Parker shouldn't have to remind you, Parker. He's the fucking dungeon master, remember? He's trying to fuck us over any chance he gets.
Yeah, but between Parker and Parker, Parker has enough time, a tough time keeping us together. Parker always wants to run off.
So we're going down, right?
He hasn't told us yet.
Parker, wait. Where did he go?
What the fuck?
Parker's gone. How did he leave without us seeing?
He was probably fed up with us.
We actually broke him.
Yeah, but how did he... Wait, what is that?
What's what?
Parker, come take a look at this.
What is it?
Well, why don't you come take a look?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
Is that what I think it is?
It can't be. I don't...
I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, man, that's fucked.
How are we going to tell Parker's parents?
Never mind his parents. We should just call the cops.
We can't call the cops.
I don't even...
Jesus fucking Christ.
What the fuck are we even looking at here? It's Parker. He's...
Show. Oh yeah, here we go. This
for the Stubborn Heroes. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Parker, and I'm the Dungeon Master. And the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Aratol, who plays Parker.
Hello.
Amon, who plays Parker.
Hi, hi, hi.
Phileas Senek, who plays Parker.
Hello.
Cedric Crow, who plays Parker.
Hey.
Belrin, who plays Parker.
Hey, hi, ho.
And joining us again today is Harris Frostfist, who's playing Parker.
Hello, hello, hello.
Come and gather round for an epic show.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Parker podcast. My name is Parker, and Parker, I'm the Dungeon Parker, and the Stubborn Parker we have today are Parker, who plays Parker.
Hello.
Parker, who plays Parker.
Hi.
Parker, who plays Parker Senek.
Hey.
Parker, who plays Cedric Parker.
Hello, hi.
Parker, who plays Parker.
Hi.
And helping us out today is going to be Parker, who's playing Parker Parkerfist.
Hello, everybody.
All right. We have an exciting Parker for you this Parker, because our Parkers are heading to the illustrious city of Parker, 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 Parker. Last Parker and Parker, 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 they found the Parker of Parker, Parker, and Parker launched the Parker over the Parker, and it sort of threw the Parker and hit Parker right in the Parker. Parker, which in turn caused Parker to Parker's Parker to Parker the Parker and Parker, 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 Parker. So without further ado, let's begin.
Can I start by rolling a Parker check?
Yeah, sure. Do you want a Parker before you did that?
Yeah, I guess I could.
Wait, you're letting him Parker? Only because he Parker before, and the last time you already had a chance to Parker.
Parker, Parker.
Okay, go ahead. I got an at Parker.
Oh, shit. Wow. We barely even begun. Parker's rolling Nat Parkers. Typical.
Okay, well, so with a Nat Parker, Parker, your Parker starts rumbling in its Parker and slowly grows and begins to...
Come and gather round for an epic show. Oh, yeah, here we go. The Stubborn Heroes coming out on top.
Welcome and hello to another Stubborn of the episode Heroes, a podcast in Dungeons Dragon. My Parker is I, and name am Dungeon Master, the, and we heroes, the Stubborn today are have, plays who, hello, Parker, who am on, hi, hi, Parker plays, Senek Parker, who plays,
hey,
Phileas, plays Cedric who crow, hey, Parker,
hi there,
plays Parker Belrin, who, and today,
hello, hello,
is... Guest Frostfist playing Who's Parker?
Come and gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The Stubborn Heroes coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons. Always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the... Stubborn Heroes.
Okay. It's just you and me now. No. Don't be afraid. It'll all be okay. Yeah, that's it. It's all good now. Just you and me. Where should we even begin? I suppose, well, let me tell you a story that I think will explain everything. So there was
And this is a true story, mind you. I swear, the whole thing is true. Not making it up. Okay, anyway. So there was this old barn that I used to live beside when I was a kid. Not really beside. I mean, I didn't live right beside it, but I was down the road. Like, I don't know, 5 or 6 houses. So not directly beside, but pretty much. You know. I could have just said right beside and you wouldn't have known the difference. It doesn't impact the story at all. But I want to get all the facts right so it doesn't come back later and bite me in the ass that I lied. I'm not lying, I swear. I'm rambling. Back to the story. So there was this old barn that was down the street from me, and maybe this part will be the hard part to believe. It had that classic cliche... Actually, I don't know if it's cliche. These cliche shutters and a red door that you can see in all those old movies and cartoons and stuff. Like, it's a really stereotypical looking barn. Just Google barn and this is what you'll see. That exact image. It's still there, I think. So you can go check it out if you don't believe me. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't believe me or why you'd even need to check on this, given what the rest of the story is. It's really not even that important in terms of the rest of the story, but anyway, so picture that barn. Every week or so when I was, I guess I would have been like 5 or 6 at the time. I can't really remember most years when I was a kid. Just kind of flashes of memory, images and stuff. Like, for example, I can remember running up and down the street and all the streetlights and trees and yards and stuff and the white shutters on the barn. But I can't remember much else from those years. Whole years of memory just gone. Wow. Anyways, this one time when I was, let's say, 5, I was running down the street, like I just said, and I stopped for whatever reason in front of this barn with a red door, just past all the other houses, and I swear this is true. The barn? It was a barn. April Fool!